Well, my husband, he gets up and goes out and looks for work every day. And he finds little odds and ends jobs that enough to make us survive.
Yeah.
So I mean, we pay our rent once a week, and other than that, we had to come back here once. We had to come back here because we had lost our power and the water because we couldn't afford to pay it. And they helped us with the electric bill. And we had the water turned on, so. Okay, my son, he's type 1 diabetic. We found out when he was 17 that he was diabetic. Because I was thinking it was at Halloween. I thought he had ate too much candy and there was a flu going around, so I just thought he was sick.
Mm-hmm.
And he came in one night, about 4 o'clock in the morning, banging on the door. And I'm sitting there and I get up and he's sitting there and he's white as a ghost. Mm-hmm. His face was all sunk in and it just scared the daylights out of me because I didn't even have a phone. So I get on the computer. I'm sitting on the computer. Anybody out there, can then please call my sister and tell her, or call an ambulance, call anybody. I need help. My son, something's wrong with him, and I don't know what it is. So we got to the hospital and found out that he was a diabetic. His sugar was over 1,000, and that he was a miracle. That it was a miracle that he was even alive. So he's been having ups and downs with his sugar. We can't get it straight. And he's been to the hospital. He's had a heart attack already. 2 weeks before his 21st birthday, he had a heart attack because of his sugar rising. So everybody says, yeah, that's my little bundle of joy, and yes, I do pamper him. And he is my hip child. So, but God's got us here for a reason. That's the way I see it. God's got us here for a reason.